This is episode number 2483 of the Who Cares News. It's Monday, July 17th, 2023. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
There's the Barbie dream house, the Barbie dream car, and now there could be a Barbie dream room in the hospital ICU.
What?
Not just the hospital, but the urban ICU.
Wow.
People are getting so sick to go to the hospital.
What's going on?
Well, HGTV star Ty Pennington,
yeah,
from Trading Spaces and Extreme Makeover, Home Edition.
All those other competitions, Rock the Block, and yeah.
Yeah, Rock the Block. Yeah. He went to the red carpet premiere for the new Barbie movie last week.
Okay.
So he went from the pink carpet, and then...
Yeah, because that thing was on last night, right? The Barbie Dreamhouse sweeps or competition show. Everybody gets a room.
Yeah, but he's on that too.
He's on that too with Allison.
But he actually went to the pink carpet premiere of Barbie.
Right. Yeah, which is
the movie.
That's the culmination of who wins.
And then that was the almost last appearance of Ty Pennington.
What?
Yeah, a couple days after that, he was intubated and flown to the ICU with a serious throat problem. It's like
what the heck?
He could barely breathe and needed emergency surgery, and it was successful.
Wow.
So he says he's okay now, but he is still recovering.
Well, sure.
So in an Instagram post, he said, from the red carpet, I don't know why he's saying that, it should be a pink carpet, to the ICU, apparently that sore throat I've had for the last month was actually an abscess, which had grown so large it was closing off my airway.
Ooh, wow.
Great reminder to listen to your body when it's telling you something. Wow. Like, you can't breathe.
Well, this is the thing. I would think that before you can't breathe, you can't swallow. Although when you have a sore throat, I guess you can't swallow very well when you have a sore throat.
It's hard to... But yeah, the whole breathing thing.
The breathing thing is different. Yeah.
Some say it's overrated. But, it's
Did you
kind
watch
of important.
The HGTV thing last night? Because I did. The Barbie thing is like through the roof.
I did, but I was so tired that I catnapped.
You catnapped during it? Well, I don't want to give it away. But they've got HGTV stars are pairing up, and they're each doing a room of a house they've bought that they're going to transform into Barbie's dream house and for the next, 3 weeks. But
yeah.
It's a 4-week thing. And at the end, the winning teams get to go to the pink carpet premiere of Barbie, the movie.
Yeah. So. And then the person, they have Barbie fans and influencers. No, Barbie fans, super fans.
Yeah, super fans.
And every team.
They're teaming up with every team. And if the team that wins also gets a prize for they get to stay in the house.
Yeah.
Right?
So the person that's teamed up, the super fan that's teamed up with the team, gets a winning night in the barbecue.
Check it out. Sunday nights on HGTV for the next 3 weeks.
Every room is a different decade.
Yeah, that's awesome. A Barbie.
A Barbie.
Last night it was 1990 and 1960. Wow. We wish Ty Pennington all the best. He's a great guy and so glad he's going to be okay.
Okay. You were hoping for a Titanic sequel focusing on the submersible tragedy from last month.
No.
First off, you'd be a little bit morbid.
Yeah, you were.
And second off, it doesn't sound like the old cast would be reuniting.
Well, some of them are not with us any longer.
That's true.
I know, what's his name? Bill Paxton's like gone.
Yeah, he's not there anymore.
And the lady who played Old Rose was like 100 then.
Yeah.
And that was almost 30 years ago. So she's done. She's a good shot. Good chance.
So Titanic director James Cameron, he was all over the place when people were talking about the missing submersible.
But his thing is his deal is like everything that is Titanic is his. It's kind of he takes that same kind of ownership with that Pandora thing.
But I think part of it for him is that he's done a lot. And Dave did a lot of research anyway, and so he was
massive amounts of research. Even after the movie.
Even after.
On the 20th anniversary, he decided he was going to figure out, once and for all, could Rose and Jack both float and survive
On the door.
Door.
Yes.
The answer is no.
But the answer was
more than likely no. It was satisfying.
It wasn't 100%
It was satisfying. I watched that. Yeah. It was very satisfying.
All right, so...
I didn't. I never doubted Sir James Cameron, and I probably would never doubt him, but then he scares me.
But he, I mean, he does have under... He has experience...
Right.
...with underwater submersibles himself.
Sure.
Okay.
I mean, yeah.
So, he won't be making a movie about it.
No, that would be... terrible. It, I heard that rumor,
though. I don't
think
he could do it, though.
I heard that rumor.
It would just
rumor.
Be, in, like, I don't know. He says, yeah. I don't respond to offensive rumors in the media usually.
Yeah.
But I need to know. I need to now. I'm not in talks about an Ocean Gate film, nor will I ever be.
Oh, man.
There was a rumor going around about that he was interested. Unclear how it started. I think for obvious reasons,
yeah,
really.
Right.
But it was being floated, and several UK tabloids, including The Sun.
Right, of course.
I think he would be the first person that people would assume would make a movie. Tabloid. But
no, no, I get it. I get it. No, and he shouldn't. That's the other part of this.
No,
he should not.
That would be kind of poor.
Have you seen? I don't know how. Right, this is or not, it's very morbid, but it's just like, I saw it the other day, and I thought, oh my God, that's horrid. Where somebody's banging on the inside of the submersible, and they supposedly have released audio of somebody saying, Mike, don't do this, Mike, whatever. It's like, huh, what?
Hmm?
That's kind of weird. That's just weird. So, anyway. Just
kind of weird.
Pass that along.
I haven't seen that.
No. With our apologies to Kate Winslet, because she was not worthy of an Oscar in Titanic, but she did survive. And Halle Berry. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have yourself a great day. And
that's all the news you care about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.